Louisiana's most powerful voice on the airwaves. You're listening to The Moon Griffon Show.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. It is The Moon Griffon Show. What a day. What a great day. 250 years, man. Put that in perspective. Long time to keep your country. And that's why they've been trying to erode it since day one. The fight's still on. We got to stay in the fight. But some people think it can never happen. Yes, all countries can be lost. I watched them in the biblical times. Roman Empire. What happened to the people? Something happened. I mean, you go look at the history of it. Remember, this German soccer fan came to the United States worried he might find a dangerous, crime-riddled country he'd heard about on the news. What did they tell him? Every time there's a shooting in America, they show that all over the world. They show it all over the world. Look at these people. Look at them. They don't show all the good stuff. Matter of fact, they don't show none of the good stuff. They show Donald Trump in a negative light. Then when Trump goes to these countries, they love him. A lot of them love him. This is what our media's done. This is what the Democrat Party's done. They turn this into a place where people hate, and they come over here. It's not just this guy from Germany or lady from Germany. All these people are coming over here, and they're seeing a different story than they were told. You know what they're seeing, too? Like when they go in a grocery store, and they can – you heard it. You listen to it. Okay, I'm going to play it in a minute. You buy all this stuff because we got more of a free market, even though it's high. Even though our prices are high, we're not priced as high as they are. They got all the regulations on their oil and gas and the Green New Deal and the stuff they shove down their face that we should not be doing. The guy said he thought he was coming to a dangerous, crime-ridden country. He heard about it on the news. Instead, he found a place to magical. He said so magical he broke down crying on a local television station. Yes. You see, folks, if you come from hell and you come to the United States of America, it looks like heaven. And that's what the hell we got going on here from the Democrats, fake Republicans, socialists, and Marxists, and communists. Barack Obama led the charge for this kind of craziness with a big smile on his face. And they made it about being a black guy. It wasn't about a black guy. I could care less. All the presidents could be black. It's about what's in their heart. It's about freedom. It don't matter if you're white or black. It never has mattered if you're white or black. It really doesn't matter. It's America. We had our problems with that. We're so far removed from it, it's not funny, but it's not removed if you listen to all these socialists and Marxists. They gotta create fights and friction. You gotta have a fight between a male and a female. You gotta have a fight between a black and a white. You gotta have a fight. That's what they create, chaos. That's why Rahm Emanuel, Obama's right-hand man, said never let a crisis go to waste because they know they can move the needle in the wrong direction. Here's a guy from Germany crying because he's coming to a country. He's saying, we got crime. I admit we got crime. Most of them in the areas that are called and home for the Democrat Party. During an interview in Boston, Sebastian Cross became visibly emotional while explaining how deeply moved he was by the kindness and experience from American during his visit. This is not the bad country. Cuba's a bad country. Some of these other countries are horrible. This ain't the bad one. We got our problems, but we self-create our problems because we get away from the rule of law and the Constitution and the God-given right. God gave, made this country great, separated it. You know? Germany lost in an upset in a round of 32. Tough way to go, but apparently not even a crushing soccer loss could compete with the power of American hospitality. In a news segment, Krause never imagined his trip to America would be so emotional. The video shows Krause wiping tears from his eyes, turning away from the cameras, and using his Germany jersey to dry his face as he tried to explain what the trip meant to him. I fall in love with this country, and this was so emotional, I even cried in the stadium. Yes, yes, when you come from hell, we're heaven. We're heaven. We're not heaven in the real heaven, but on the side of these socialist Marxist countries, we are heaven. He was nervous about the trip because of what he heard about America from news coverage overseas. To be honest, I was a bit scared. I had a fear to travel to the United States. News about shootings and criminals at the country is not safe. You see what they put out over and over and over and over and over again. We have problems, absolutely. What are their problems? United States, you know, it's funny. Other countries put out our problems, and our own news media put out our problems. But our news media never puts out what these other countries are having problems with. And they're having problems with their economics, their jobs, their gang rapes, their lack of loyalty, the lack of freedom. We don't see that on the news every day about Mexico and Germany and France and all these other countries, do you? We don't see our small little living quarters where they frown against you having babies. You don't see that, do you? You don't see what illegals coming across the country has done to these other countries, do you? Because the media doesn't prove it. They don't show that. They don't show the knife killings. They don't show what not having guns can do. I can show you. Go back to Germany under Hitler. Nobody had guns. They took them from you. You had no self-defense. History tells us run away from socialism. Run away from Marxism. Run away from communism. But it all starts with socialism. Run away from it. The Democrat Party has given us something that Americans need to fight. You got that little tape ready to go? This is really a TikTok deal, wasn't it? And these are kids. These are young people bragging about why they're socialists. Listen to this. In America.
I'm a socialist because I think we should fund public education, not bombs that kill innocent children.
I'm a socialist because I want to see my immigrant communities live with safety and dignity.
I'm a socialist because I know that the only way we all get free is if we put an end to the U.S. war machine.
I'm a socialist because no child should have to go to bed hungry or without a roof over their head.
I'm a socialist because I want a sustainable future for my kids.
I'm a socialist because art and culture should be a right for all, not a privilege for a few.
I'm a socialist because queer and trans people deserve to live a dignified life where our healthcare, housing, and jobs are guaranteed human rights.
I'm a socialist because under capitalism, our healthcare system does not treat people with dignity, but we have all the means necessary for people to get the care they deserve.
I'm a socialist because my students learn better when their families can afford housing, healthcare, and food.
I'm a socialist because I want my daughter to grow up in a world that treats working class people with dignity.
I'm a socialist because it's the only viable option for our people and our planet.
All right, that's good. Folks, this is young people, and I remember this. Lane, don't take this personal. This is young people who never took the time to go to these socialist countries, and everything they said, free health care, free housing, all this stuff, and prosperity and freedom doesn't happen over there. It doesn't happen in those countries. They're so uninformed, folks. Everything they said cannot happen in these other countries that they think it can. It cannot happen. Socialism ruins communities, ruins families, ruins cities and states and countries. It ruins them. It destroys them. Listen to these young people. Why they want to be a socialist. Everybody got health care. Go look at that health care system. It's from hell. And I was just trying to, we in between a freedom model and a Marxist model. These people don't even understand. This is what is voting for the Mondanis and the AOCs and the Bernie Sanders and all these other people. They don't have a clue because they've been told this in our universities. They've been told this by the news people. Because our news people don't talk about how socialism and Marxism and communism is horrible and capitalism is the only free way to go. Listen to them, folks. And just like this person, a lot of these thousands and hundred thousands of people that are coming over here going, wow, this ain't the America I watched on my TV. This ain't the America I watched on America's TV. This ain't the America that I thought was there. No, because they want you to think we're something we're not. They don't want to tell you about what we are, which is a hell of a lot better than all the countries around the world. They're not even close. Why get rid of what we have? All right, we got to take a break with you.